Lucy?
Hmm?
The sun's coming up.
I know.
I'm terribly cold.
So am I.
What's that?
Mice. Dozens of them.
Oh, how beastly. They're crawling all over Aslan. Go away. Go away, you horrid little beasts.
Wait, Susan. Can you see what they're doing?
I do believe. How strange. They're nibbling away at the cords.
That's what I thought. I think they're friendly mice. Poor little things. They don't realise he's dead. They think it'll do some good untying him.
Oh, let's clear the cords away.
There. He somehow looks more like himself now. Without the cords, I mean.
Yes. But I'm still so cold. Let's walk about a bit.
All right. We'll walk down the hill and come back.
Good idea.
They walk to the eastern edge of the hill and look down. The country looked dark grey, but beyond, at the very end of the world, the sea showed pale. The sky began to turn red. They walked to and fro between the dead Aslan and the eastern ridge, trying to keep warm. Oh, how tired their legs felt. Then at last, as they stood for a moment looking out towards the sea and Caer Paravel, the red sky turned to gold. Very slowly on the horizon came the edge of the sun. At that moment, they heard from behind them a loud noise.
Oh, what was that?
I'm afraid to turn around. Something awful is happening.
They're doing something worse to him. Come on.
Oh, quick. Oh, no. Look what they've done now. The table has been broken in two.
And where's Aslan? Oh, they might have left the body alone.
Who's done it? What does it mean? Is it more magic?
Yes. It is more magic.
Aslan. Oh, Aslan.
Aren't you dead then, dear Aslan?
Not now.
You're not a ghost.
Come close to me. Feel my mane. Feel the warmth of my breath.
You're real. You're real.
Oh, Aslan. But what does it all mean?
It means that though the witch knew the deep magic, there is a magic deeper still which she did not know. Her knowledge goes back only to the dawn of time. But if she could have looked a little further back into the stillness and the darkness before time dawned, she would have read there a different incantation. She would have known that when a willing victim who had committed no treachery was killed in a traitor's stead, the table would crack and death itself would start working backwards. And now...
Oh, yes, now?
I can feel my strength coming back to me. Oh, children! Catch me if you can! And now, to business. I feel...
yes, I feel. I am going to roar. You had better put your fingers in your ears.
All right.
Ready when you are.
Now, children, we have a long journey to go. You must ride on me.
Can we?
May we?
Whoa! Climb on!
But where are we going?
To the witch's home. Now, children, hold tight!
That ride was perhaps the most wonderful thing that happened to Susan and Lucy in Narnia. Aslan rushed on and on, never missing his footing, never hesitating, threading his way with perfect skill between tree trunks, jumping over bush and briar and the small streams, wading the larger, swimming the largest of all. The witch's fortress, which looked like a toy castle from where they stood, rose, frowning in front of them, as Aslan, not at all slacking his pace, rushed straight as a bullet towards it. No face looked over the battlements, and the gates were fast shut. Next moment, the whole world seemed to turn upside down, and the children felt as if they'd left their insides behind them, for the lion gathered himself together for a greater leap than any he had yet made, and jumped. Or you may call it flying rather than jumping, right over the castle wall. The two girls, breathless but unhurt, found themselves tumbling off his back in the middle of a wide stone courtyard full of statues.